You're listening to the Salon Owners Collective podcast, where each week we share stories and expertise from business owners like you, plus experts, influencers, and Larissa's actionable steps that will transform your business and your life. And now your host, Larissa McLemon.
I know that as a business owner that sometimes you feel really overwhelmed, you know, like a hamster running endlessly around and around on a wheel, you know, unable to stop or jump off and getting nowhere really fast. I remember those days really, really well. And, you know, your mind gets full and it starts to feel fuzzy. And just when you have some space to do the important work, you know, the stuff that's really going to make a difference, you lack the clarity that you need to actually get the shit done. And instead, you fluff about with the little stuff, putting out the fires of your team, booking appointments, getting caught on reception, rather than focusing on actually growing your business. I know you do this because I was that person too, and I easily fall back into that pattern even in this business. So let's talk about what causes stress, because overwhelm really is just stress. Often stress comes about not because your work is too much for you, but simply because your brain's too full. Think of it like a computer, and when the RAM gets all used up, it starts to run slower. You know, when you've saved so many images and you've saved all my podcasts or all the files that you download, it starts to get full. And after a while, both your phone and your computer start to slow down. And the same thing happens with your brain. And when it starts to go slower, there's no space to fit anything else in, right? Because it's literally full. So this does happen with your brain. And when it's too full to function properly, it's no wonder that you struggle to actually tick things off on your to-do list, let alone resort or refile information that you need to retrieve at any given moment. I used to feel like this all the time. And I remember a time when I couldn't even remember to buy the milk on the way home or take the food out from the freezer in the morning so we had something to cook in the evening. And my mum would say, when you come this weekend, can you bring your scissors and cut my hair? You know what that's like. And frig, I would forget because my brain was full and I couldn't retain this extra information. And I'd be letting people down. I'd let my family down because I wouldn't cook a meal or I'd have to get takeaways or, you know, my mum wouldn't get the haircut that she wanted. And I'd be that person, the space cadet. I wasn't really a space cadet. It's just that my brain was super, super full. And when this happens, more often than not, you get stuck in the busy work of your business and productivity becomes really, really low. And you don't do the work that grows your salon because it needs brain space. It needs you to think and think creatively. And so you do the little stuff, you know, you get caught into the dramas of your team and putting out fires for them when you get worried about them. You get stuck behind reception or you book in a client because you haven't got something specific that you were going to do in that time that you should have put aside to do your business growth activity. Or you have so many things to do on your to-do list and it's so overwhelming that you just don't know where to start. So actually, you don't do anything. Or you think, I'm so stressed. Actually, I'm just going to go for a walk or I'm going to go and look in the shops or I deserve a lunch break. So the question is, how do you get off the treadmill? How do you ditch the overwhelm and get the work done? And this is exactly why I created the Ditch the Overwhelm and Get Shit Done program. It's a really simple program that is inside the Salon Owners Collective Hub because it really, I discovered that really I wasn't alone. I wasn't the only one that was dealing with this challenge and feeling overwhelmed. I originally designed it actually for myself. I needed a process that I could follow to get myself out of the overwhelm with all the things to do. And this was recently when I was launching the Salon Owners Collective. And I thought, I'm just really determined not to get back there like I was when I had my salon. And so it was January this year that I put together this program and I've shared it in the hub. And I wanted to talk to you about it because I know that it's going to help you because I know that you get yourself into this place often because I did too. So let's talk about the system. And I use the system regularly, actually, to help clear out your out my head and ditch that feeling of overwhelm and feel like I've got control over things again, so I can actually get shit done rather than just hiding from the stuff that needs to be done. So the first thing to do is to schedule or set time aside in your working week to go through the system or to go through the steps of getting organized, and that your to-do list can be done in the time that you have available, that you're realistic about what you can do, and that you're doing the most important things first, okay? Because if you end up doing the things because they're urgent but not necessarily important, your business never actually moves forward. Okay, let's talk about your daily ritual. Each morning before you start work, or even the night before, before you log off for the night and power down the devices and get a good night's sleep, I want you to take the time to do this short ritual, and it's going to set you up for the day. First of all, write down your three key priorities for the day. And we'll go through how to decide what those are shortly. But first of all, we write them down, whether that's first thing in the morning or at night. Then write down the three things that you feel grateful for. It's impossible to feel overwhelmed when you're in a space of gratitude. When you're feeling grateful for the things in your life, it actually gets you into a good frame of mind and takes away the stress. Write down the three things that you are grateful for. Decide where you can bring in help. Don't be a hero and try to do it all yourself. Decide what are the things you're going to delegate. Delegate things to the people who you know have the skills to do the things that you need to do that you don't need to do. A good way that I sanity check this one is think about tasks with an hourly rate attached to them, okay? So this is how I used to think in my business. Is this a task that someone at an apprentice hourly rate, for example, or a trainee or a support person has an hourly rate, or someone that at that hourly rate could do? Because if that's the case, I shouldn't be doing it. What hourly rate do I deserve to attach to myself? Well, what can I do in the salon in an hour? So I could do a cut and blow wave, I could do a facial, I could do a multiple of those things and earn $100, $200, or $300 in an hour, right? Am I right? Are you with me? So as a business owner, I in my Freedom and Profit program, I preach not being stuck behind the chair and doing the clients, but doing the leveraged work, the business owner work, the business operator work. And so if you can make, let's just go with $100 an hour. If you can make $100 an hour behind the chair, what can you do with leveraged time when you're a business operator and you're operating a business and getting each of your team members to make $100 an hour? So now your hourly rate could be, if you've got six in your team, your hourly rate actually should be $600 an hour. So if it's time to order the stock, would you pay someone $600 an hour to order the stock? Probably not. Right? You would probably pay someone $20, $30 an hour, depending on where you live and what the pay rates are. You would probably be quite happy to pay someone for an hour to do that, so you didn't have to do it. So I want you to think about leveraging your time and delegating. If the floor needs to be swept after a bunch of haircuts, is that your job to do that? No, that time is better used somewhere else. Delegate and get good at reminding people what they should be doing. Okay. All right. I digress. Decide what you're going to let go of and scratch that off your list first. I want you to go and look at your to-do list and decide what you need to let go of. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do in your life is let go of the stuff that actually isn't going to drive your business or your life or your happiness forward. Sometimes there's something on your list that's been on there for so long and it just keeps being carried over and carried over each time you rewrite your list. It's like, do you know what? If you haven't done it in a month, let go of it. If it's important, it'll resurface and you can rewrite it on your list. Let it go. And I'll talk about parking space shortly. Take a moment to do some evidence tracking. Now, this has been really powerful for me in my business, but sometimes it's important to do. Note down everything, big or small, that has happened just recently in the last day or two that shows you that you're heading in the right direction. Because sometimes we go into a phase of our business where it's boring or things don't go right, staff give us a hard time, and we feel, or we have a really quiet week. This is another one. We have a really quiet week and we panic and we think, oh my God, the world is over. We're quiet week, sales are going to be down forever. So what I want you to do is just to take some perspective and say, look for the evidence that shows you that generally you are moving in the right direction. Look for the wins that you've had recently, and I want you to write them down. And when you come into the and join the hub, you can download this as a printout. Now, I print out 5 or 10 of these for myself at a time. And I have to admit, I'm not good at doing this every single day, but I do it 2 or 3, sometimes 4 times a week when I write this out in the beginning. And that evidence tracking just gets you through the bumps, because you can write down, employed a new staff member last week. Well, that's huge, because if you employ somebody new, now you can leverage your income. That's an income tick. So if you've got a quiet day on a Tuesday, but you employed someone last Thursday, write it down. Last week I employed someone. Big tick moving forward. Don't get caught up just because today is quiet. Okay. So I want you to write down all the things that have been wins and remind yourself that you are winning even on days that you're not. All right. Okay. Step number 2, this is my favorite, and I've coined this phrase Tiger Time from Amy Porterfield, a podcaster that I follow and has been really instrumental in my business. And she talks about Tiger Time, and I really loved it, so I've borrowed it off her and I want to share it with you. And this is... This is something that I preach actually in the Freedom and Profit program, is creating time in your business, dedicated time in your business, that you're out of the salon, away from clients or in the chair, that you're going to do business growth activity. And why I call that, or I've borrowed Amy Porterfield's Tiger Time, is because, as she says, you protect that time like a tiger protects its cub, a mother tiger protects its cub. You need to be fiercely staunch about protecting that time, because that's the time that's going to make a difference in your business. Getting caught behind reception or doing just another client for $100 is not going to propel your business forward. It might win for today, but it doesn't win for the long term. So set aside regular times each week in your business that you're going to do your business income growth activity time. Okay, so I find for me morning times were always best, and I would have a Tuesday morning and a Thursday morning. They were where I started with my business income generating activity time. See, Tiger Time's much easier. And so go and create that Tiger Time for you and your business, and you need to share with your team that you are staunchly reserving that. No clients that cancel get to go in that time and get rescheduled in that time. No staff meetings, unless that's business income activity growth time, then obviously that can go in there. But you need to protect it fiercely like a mother tiger protects your cubs. I'm getting all my words waddled up. So it's vital that you do that. And then within that time, say you've put aside from 9 till 12 and you're going to have some lunch and you're going to start clients at 1, depending on where you're at. Now, that time that you've got 3 hours dedicated. That time needs to be planned and organized, and move yourself away and use the next thing I'm going to talk about in that time, okay? But it's vital to schedule that time. And even if in that during the week you don't have dedicated Tiger Time, create some space to walk away from the business, because it doesn't do our brains any good working from 9 till 8 and not having a lunch break or working through and keep going. And then I want you to schedule time in the week to go for a walk, do your yoga, read a magazine, even watch some TV if that's what it is, some white space, brain break time, so you don't get into overwhelm. It's really easy to forgo this break time because you think, oh, I've got all these things that I need to do. And I must say I'm a culprit of this, and I'll keep working through. But in fact, I just get into overwhelm and overbrain, so I need to get up, move away, change space, change environment, and then come back fresh. Even that's in a busy salon. I remember when we were running busy late nights and the salon was frantic, and sometimes I just needed to walk out even to go and sit on the loo for a little bit longer than usual. Okay, now we're on to the exciting stuff. We know that it sounds like a daunting task on top of everything else, to create a list. But I think, you know, going through this process actually is going to make you feel far more in control of all the things that are going on. And I work with this beautiful lady, I won't say her name, but she's in Australia, and she came to me one day and we had this long chat. She was in tears, totally overwhelmed. Sales were not going well because she'd had a staff member leave. It was just her and one other person. Her family and house was in a mess. She was feeling totally overwhelmed by business and she was just ready to pack it all in. Anyway, we went through this process that I'm going to take you through now, and she's come through the other side. And 6 months in, she has three times her sales and has three times her team, actually. But all she needed to do at the beginning was to do these steps and invest the time in overcoming the overwhelm. Because if you stay in the overwhelm, you never overcome it. And it's really hard to put the time aside to do these things when you're feeling overwhelmed. I totally get it. But you just have to trust me. So the step one is to dump all the stuff. Get everything out of your head and onto a big piece of paper. It doesn't have to be in any particular order. Just get it out of the brain, like empty the RAM. Clear it all out, get it on paper. And if it needs to take a day or two to do that, because, you know, you might be in the middle of cooking dinner and you suddenly remember, oh, I was supposed to get back to so-and-so. Write it down. Take that piece of paper with you and just keep adding to it and just dump and dump and dump. And I have a special page called the dump all stuff page. And I want you to fill that out and empty out the brain, because it's chewing up valuable space and you can't think. And when it's out of your brain, you now have the clarity and more stuff will come to you. So the other thing to do is put a notepad and piece of paper next to your bed at night. All right, once you've dumped all the stuff, it's time to start sorting. So create some different headings or use some different coloured post-it notes, and I want you to start categorising all the stuff into, well, categories. So you might say, here are all the things that are related to clients, here are all the things related to my accounts, here are all the things that are related to my team, here's my admin, here's my marketing, and group it. Group your personal stuff, going to the doctor, going to the chemist, the groceries, all the things that you've been meaning to do, get the dog's haircut, that's on my list, must add that, and group them. All right, once you've grouped them, it's time to prioritise, but only one group at a time, okay? So take one category. So let's just take team, because I know that's a big one, right? And there's going to be lots of things in your team list. And then I want you to take, if you've heard of the Eisenhower quadrant, there's four quadrants, and you you draw a cross, and on the top left-hand corner is urgent and important, and on the other corner, the right-hand corner, is important but not urgent, and in the bottom corner is not important but yes urgent, and in the bottom right hand corner is not urgent, not important. And under the category of team, I want you to sift through all of the things and put them into one of those quadrants, because what often can happen is that the urgent or the urgent stuff that's not necessarily important often bubbles up to the top, and it's often when other people ask you to do stuff for them, but it's not really going to move your business forward. But because somebody's waiting, it feels urgent, okay? Often that's client stuff. Clients message you in the middle of the night, 11 o'clock at night, can I have an appointment? And you need to deal with that stuff, and it just clutters up our brain. Who is going to do that in your business? When they arrive in the morning at 10 to 9, who's going to deal with the messenger messages? Otherwise, you need to get SalonBot. And if you're interested in SalonBot, to save you some time, come and ask me about it, because you don't want to be answering client messages at 10 or 11 o'clock at night. You have no idea. I know that you guys are dealing with that. Okay, so the urgent but not important, those are the things that you want to delegate if you possibly can, all right? And the things that are important and not urgent, those are the things that you want to be doing when you get out of the salon, create some space for yourself, and once a week, create space that's for the important but not urgent. Otherwise, you'll never move your business forward, okay? Then there's going to be important and urgent, and that's fine. That needs to be done. So I'll tell you one thing that I do about that. When I have my tiger time, so let's say it's 3 hours, I'm going to cut that time into two or three parts. And I will create the first 2 hours, and this is important, the first 2 hours are for the important, not urgent stuff. That's my big project stuff. I want to write a blog. I want to do a podcast. In my salon days, it might be employ somebody, put an ad out for a new team member because we're talking about team. The big stuff, right? But nobody's waiting for, and it's not urgent, it hasn't got a deadline other than my self-imposed deadline, which, of course, I can move. And then in that last hour of my tiger time, I'm going to do all the bitsy bits, the urgent, not important, or the urgent and important stuff. So the things, the phone calls to get back to people, pay the bills, or all those things that people are waiting for. And I'm going to dedicate an hour to it, and I'm going to cram it all into there. But did you notice that I'm doing the important business growth stuff first? Okay, because sometimes that little bitsy stuff can take longer than expected, and then I never get to the big important stuff that's going to propel my business forward. All right. Go through this process for each area, each group that you've got in your business. So do the team, do one for your accounts, one for your marketing. Really prioritize all those things that you've got on your big dump to-do list, okay? Then I want you to take from each one of those things your top three items only, okay? Top three items only. So what you're going to end up with is a list of your top three most important activities to do. You should never have more than three things on your to-do list, ever. Because remember, as soon as you finish one, you can add something else. When your list gets too big, it's really overwhelming. And I've created this page in the download, which is in the hub, called Parking Space. And that gives you permission to park the stuff, because remember, we want it out of our brain, but we want to park it somewhere safely, because these are important things, but we don't want them swimming around in our brain because it makes us overwhelmed. Park them. Put them in the parking space, because when you've done one of your three things, or even all three of those three things, you can go back to your list and pick up something else that's important. Okay, is that making sense? Okay, so as you complete each task, you're now allowed to pick something else from one of those categories. So you only ever have three things at a time. Decide which of the non-urgent tasks you can outsource, give to a member of your team, or even look for a VA, virtual assistant, on a site like Upwork or Fiverr, or find an administrative person who can come and do the things that you hate. Look, you might love the admin, that's fine, but if you don't, get somebody else to do it. And if you think about your hourly rate, which is now $600 an hour, not $100 an hour, if you can find somebody to do the admin at $40, $50 an hour, even for a contractor, then it's absolutely worth your time, and you can reinvest your time into income generating activity. Okay. I want you to remember to make space for if the task really isn't important, then give yourself permission just to delete it. Ask yourself this: will the world fall over, or will my business not grow if I delete this task? And if you can say yes to that, then delete it or park it for somewhere in the future. So I have a little parking spot that I've got it blue tacked to a wall in my office. And it's kind of like, these are some things I'd like to implement in the future, but I just can't afford to have them on my to-do list at the moment because I'm absolutely running out of time and space in my brain. I need to keep my brain clear, because my brain is the one that's going to come up with the creative ideas. So figuring out what's most important each day really is going to be the way forward for you to have momentum in your business and have the growth that you're really after, okay? And making space for the big jobs. And when you do this regularly, you'll have a manageable to-do list. Your brain will be clear to be present with the people that you love and to not get into overwhelm. And a clear plan for the day, for the week, and for the future. And you'll be able to kick the overwhelm to the curb. So I hope I've given you enough information and steps that you can do this on your own. But if you want to get into the program, watch the video, the step-by-step video, and get the download so you've got the process step-by-step, then I invite you to come and join the Salon Owners Collective Hub. It's if you're fast, the first month is $47. Otherwise, it's $97 a month to join and be part of a community that is like-minded and trying to grow a business just like you. So I want you to come and join at www.salonownerscollective.com and find the hub, and I look forward to seeing you there. And I look forward to hearing your stories about becoming a little less overwhelmed and getting the important stuff done first.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Salon Owners Collective Podcast. Tune in each week as we reveal the latest insight and advice on what it takes to make your salon a success today. Subscribe to the Salon Owners Collective Podcast on iTunes or visit us online at salonownerscollective.com for answers to your common questions, to follow Larissa and much more. Thanks for listening. See you next time.